Talk Back Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, as we are bringing this to you from the Lead Bunker Studio today, Jackson's only indoor gun range. We're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and also brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. And now we go right to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com from Exit Realty First, and we welcome head coach of the Brooklyn Columbia Central football team. We have Dylan Zebrowski here with us. Dylan, I please tell me, because I get paid the big bucks, please tell me I nailed the last name.
You did. You
awesome.
Nailed it.
See, that's,
you nailed it. Good job. That's,
that you have a highly trained professional here in the studio.
I see that.
Well, let's hey, congratulations on the coaching gig. First year walking the sidelines for the Golden Eagles in Columbia Central. How's it feel?
Yeah, you know, it's been a super busy, you know, last few months since getting the head job. It feels good. You know, this is something I've wanted to do for a while now, and I'm super excited to be able to do that at Columbia Central here.
Compare and contrast, if you could, because you walked the sidelines of a pretty successful Michigan Center team for a while, and now over here with the head gig at Columbia Central. I mean, is it similar feel? Is it different feel? I don't know. Just try to maybe highlight some of the differences between the two programs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know that it's a ton different. Obviously, going from being an assistant coach to a head coach now is quite a big leap. Having to do a lot of the small things, you know, organize fundraisers and golf outings and all that good stuff. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, it's been nice. We've been able to kind of just get out on the football field, practice, and so we're all football now, which is nice for me. You know, it's what I like to do. Obviously, the other stuff is good, but, you know, now we're out on the football field. It feels more normal, I should say.
Yeah. And getting back into that routine, getting the kids off of their kind of like individual different type of workouts and having the whole team together now for a couple weeks. How's the team feel for you? What's it like right now getting ready for the your first full year as head coach?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know that we could have asked for a better first week and a half, 2 weeks here. You know, our numbers are good. The kids have been really awesome to work with. They're picking things up quick. We got a whole new kind of offensive and defensive kind of schemes going in. So it's been a lot of learning, but it's been a lot of fun too. The kids are picking it up great. So I'm really excited to get the year going. And we have a scrimmage here tonight, actually Thursday. So we'll have a nice little test for us here.
Who are you guys facing tonight?
Yeah, the scrimmage is with Addison, Sand Creek, and Jonesville. So some really good football teams there will get tested. So
yeah, it's nice to see how you match up with other teams, but it's also kind of nice to see how teams match up against you. What I mean by that, after the first couple reps, you can kind of see where they're trying to zero in on your defense or on your offense. So you kind of know where your strengths and your weaknesses are.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of you know, with the small schools, it's tough to really get, you know, just a great scout team and give you a good look all the time and things like that. So that's why the scrimmage is huge. We get to go against the other teams, you know, their ones, and see kind of how we stack up and see if all the stuff we've been doing in practice is paying off, and if it's, you know, if it's actually going to work against some live competition. So it's awesome. The kids are super excited. They're looking forward to it. And so am I. So
right now, with that said, before you have the scrimmage tonight, where's the sweet spot for you right now? What are you, and I know you're the head coach, so you're excited about the whole team, but where's the sweet spot for what points of your team are like, man, we've got something special here?
Yeah. You know, I think we have quite a few special kids. I mean, offensively, I think last year they struggled a little bit. They were young, didn't score as many points as I know they were hoping to. And that's a point, you know, I've been an offensive guy, I guess you could say, for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And that's something that we're really, really excited about. I think we have a lot of talented kids on the offense. Our quarterback, he's been practicing really well in camp for us. So, you know, just really looking forward to getting out there and playing some football and watching these guys offensively, you know, try to put some points on the board. So,
all right. When you get together with the full team, what are the real – when you have that first meeting with everybody and you talk about where you want to be at the end of the season, what's that look like for Columbia Central football this year? What's going to mark a good, successful season for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this kind of a lot as a team. You know, it's easy for me to kind of throw goals out there and things that I think would make a successful team, but it's also kind of, you know, what the kids see as a successful year. And those things are sometimes a little bit different. You know, for me, I want to make sure that we're competing in every game. We were 0-9 last year, so, you know, our goal is to just come in and compete and try to win some football games. You know, we have a pretty proud tradition over here at Columbia, being really solid football team and a team that competes, and we're trying to get back to those ways. We were young last year, got a lot of kids coming back that played a lot of football, so we're going to try to compete. I'm not going to throw out a win number or anything like that. I don't think that's really necessary or something that I feel is, you know, just something that I think is super important. I think we come in, we get better every day, we practice hard. The results are going to kind of take care of themselves. We got a lot of talent, and so I'm excited to see kind of where that goes.
Let's talk about some of that talent. As far as kids on the team, tell me about some of your seniors. A few of the guys that really stand out that you would like to highlight here today. Tell me about some of that talent.
Yeah, we have a senior quarterback, Cody Richardson. He's been, like I told you, he's been really good for us in camp. Super athletic kid, runs the ball really well. He can throw it. He got a few starts towards the end of the year last year for him. He did a heck of a job those last couple games, and we're excited to kind of see him in a full season at quarterback. We have a linebacker, Ty Farmer. He's been a all-area kid, all-conference kid, dream team kid the last couple years. He is a tackling machine. He's a kid that just does everything right. He's the first one in the weight room. He's the first one on the practice field, kind of just a quiet kid that goes about his business. And he is one heck of a football player. And we have quite a few other seniors as well. One other one that I think has the potential to kind of have a breakout year is Braden Barrow. He's going to play a little bit of everywhere for us. He'll run the ball a little bit. He'll play a little bit in the slot. He plays outside backer on defense. He's just super athletic kid. We're excited to kind of see a full year of him and utilizing him to the best of his abilities as well. All three of those guys actually just got named by their teammates as captains the other day as well. So super proud of them, super excited for them, and excited to kind of see their senior year and hopefully end it, you know, in a positive way and in a way that they want it to. So.
At this level, it's somewhat common to have kids play both sides of the ball. But to have a kid that can stand out and excel on offense and defense, then you got something special there.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. You know, and all three of those guys we're going to ask to play probably offense and defense. Yeah. Cody does a little bit of kicking as well, so he kind of is all over the place. Ty, like I said, he's no doubt a stud linebacker, but he's going to play a little bit of tight end and H-back for us this year, and he's been looking great. So, you know, all those guys are going to play probably a little bit of offense and defense. And, you know, like you said, the goal is always you like to limit how many guys you have going both ways just for, you know, want to stay ready to go in the fourth quarter and make sure you're not gassing guys out. But, you know, we do have a few of those kids that no doubt can do it, and we're going to ask them to. So,
I spoke with the Napoleon athletic director, Tom Johns, last week, and I tried so hard to pin him down on week one whether or not they were going to keep the trophy or not, and he helped. He didn't. I couldn't get him to commit to an answer. I'm not going to be as strong-armed with you as I was with him, so I'll just say, hey, could you please tell us what you think's going to happen week one?
You know, I wish I could tell you. you know, it was a fairly close game last year. I will tell you, I know the boys around here, my guys are absolutely fired up for it. It's a game that they no doubt look forward to every year, and it's something that they certainly it's a game they want to win. So we're going to try to make that happen. No guarantees. We're going to come out and play our best ball, and we'll see what happens.
If I were to ask your captains if that trophy was going to be on the bus ride home, what would they say?
Oh, I'd say they'd probably give you a little bit different answer than I just gave you. But you know, we've kind of been preaching it. You know, yeah. If we play our game, I like our odds, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
You know, that's really, really all I can ask of them. Napoleon's going to be very good. They return a lot of guys. And we know that, but it's a game that, you know, we certainly want to win, too.
It means a lot, that first game, because that's your rival, Napoleon and Columbia Central. That's one of the big rivals here in Jackson County. Next year, I don't know, will it be the first game next year, or since it'll be a conference game, will that get moved back into later in the season?
You know, they're still kind of working that stuff out. I know we will for sure play Napoleon.
Yeah.
I don't know what week it'll be or anything like that. I know they're still kind of sorting out divisions and all that good stuff. So it's kind of a work in progress. But I do know that we'll play them next year. Not sure if it'll stay week one or if it'll move to later in the year. But it's a game, no doubt, we want to keep on the schedule. And
right.
We're going to. And we will. So,
and I want to talk about I want to talk about that a little bit. What the Cascades is going to look like next year, but yeah. I mean, just compare that this year to your schedule, where you have Napoleon first, and then you're on the road to Adrian, then you get knee deep in the LCAA with Onstead, yes. Clinton, Dundee. You've got Hudson on your schedule. I mean, the LCAA is a football conference. It's a wrestling conference too,
no
but
doubt.
It's a football conference. You got a pretty tough schedule this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're super excited to be moving to the Cascades. That's where, you know, a lot of these schools are closer to us, and it's something that the kids, I think, are excited about. They get to compete more against their friends and people they see and hang out with around the area. But, you know, this year we're still in the LCAA, so that's where our focus is at. And, you know, like you said, the LCAA is no joke. There is a lot of very, very good football teams. Obviously, Clinton and Hudson kind of leading the way right now, I would say. Those guys are good year in and year out, it seems like. And there's really, as cliche as it sounds, there's really not an off week in the LCAA. You have to bring it every single week, you know. There's not a ton of teams that you just walk in and are like, oh, we're going to, you know, we got a good chance this week. You got to be ready to go every week. And if you're not, you're going to get beat by someone you probably don't want to get beat by. So
right.
It's a tough league, one that obviously our last year, we want to make it kind of a good one and a memorable one for these guys.
Leave with a statement there.
That's right. That's the plan.
And then the Cascades is no joke either. There's the reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades, because to me it just seems like you said, you have standouts in the LCAA. It's a football conference, but you've got some that have risen well above others. In the Cascades, you're kind of all on the same playing field. Yeah, there's other schools that don't perform as well as others, but you have more of a level competition. Everybody's pretty much is really close to the same level in the Cascades, and that's a tough conference too.
It is, no doubt. You know, the Cascades is no doubt a tough league. There's a lot of history, a lot of tradition there. You got your traditional powers, kind of Addison, and you know, when I was growing up, it was Addison and Manchester. They were always super tough, and lately it's been a lot of Grass Lake and Michigan Center. So you know, it kind of swings different ways on different years, and
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really good football teams in that league, and you know, we're hoping to eventually become one of them, no doubt.
As the head coach for Columbia Central, once, and you said earlier they're just still trying to figure out how that conference is going to pan out, what different divisions and all that are going to look like. As the head coach for Columbia Central, what works best for you and your team? Would it be just, you know, splitting it up amongst school sizes, splitting it up amongst where you are, where, you know, different locations? How does that work best for you?
You know, I guess I don't really have a great answer for you here. I guess, football-wise, I think just with the playoff points and how the playoff system is working currently in the MHSAA, yeah, it'd be nice to kind of split it up by size, and you get to play a lot of the bigger schools playing the bigger schools. And but I have a feeling that they're going to probably take more of a travel approach to it, where they're going to try to put the schools that are close to each other kind of in the same conference or same division, right, I should say. You know, I don't know that it really matters. I mean, we'll see what they do, and I unfortunately don't get much of a say in that. So I'm stuck right with what they tell me, and we'll be excited either way.
No matter what they decide, you still have to line it up between the lines and let them hit it.
That's right. Right? That's right.
All right. Coach, anything else left untouched that our listeners need to know about your program here today?
No, not a ton. We're super excited to get the year going. Like I said, we have a heck of a group of guys that are really making, or hoping to make a statement. You know, that last year, 0-9 isn't who we are, and you know they're ready to get back into their winning ways, and so am I. I'm super excited for the year to get going.
We have Coach Dylan Zaborowski joining us here today on Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.